Chapter 5, Our Burden Bearer.
My brother, remember that this earth is not heaven. Christ has declared, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." See John 16:33 and Matthew 5:10-12. God has not left you to be amazed at the trials and difficulties you meet. He has told you all about them, and he has told you also not to be cast down and oppressed when trials come. Look to Jesus, your Redeemer, and be cheerful and rejoice. The trials hardest to bear are those that come from our brethren, our own familiar friends. But even these trials may be borne with patience. Jesus is not lying in Joseph's new tomb. He has risen and has ascended to heaven, there to intercede in our behalf. We have a Savior who so loved us that he died for us, that through him we might have hope and strength and courage, and a place with him upon his throne. He is able and willing to help you whenever you call upon him. If you try to carry your burdens alone, you will be crushed under them. You have heavy responsibilities. Jesus knows about them, and he will not leave you alone if you do not leave him. He is honored when you commit the keeping of your soul to him as unto a faithful Creator. He bids you hope in his mercy, believing that he does not desire you to carry these weighty responsibilities in your own strength. Only believe, and you will see the salvation of God. Do you feel your insufficiency for the position of trust that you occupy? Thank God for this. The more you feel your weakness, the more you will be inclined to seek for a helper. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Read in James 4:8. Jesus wants you to be happy, to be cheerful. He wants you to do your best with the ability that God has given you, and then trust the Lord to help you and to raise up those who will be your helpers in carrying burdens. Let not the unkind speeches of men hurt you. Did not men say unkind things about Jesus? You err and may sometimes give occasion for unkind remarks, but Jesus never did. He was pure, spotless, undefiled. Do not expect a better portion in this life than the Prince of Glory had. When your enemies see that they can make you feel hurt, they will rejoice and Satan will rejoice. Look to Jesus and work with an eye single to his glory. Keep your heart in the love of God.